Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back. We scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
WBKM, Burlington's Kind of Music, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. It's that time, folks, and we're coming off. I can't even begin to describe the weather here in Burlington. I mean, as comfortable as it gets, huh, Tony?
It's great here. I wonder if it's great where you folks are. Because all around the world, maybe there's people saying it's great, it's lousy, it's whatever, it's this, it's that, it's... I can't get my head out of my own problems, or, you know, it's a big, big... colorful world out there, isn't it, though?
It is. There is so many colors, especially in New England, you know, that you start thinking, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceship flying through the yellow haze.
Right. Show sun. Opening teaser, perhaps. We don't know. You don't know what you're going to get around here. We may go the other way.
But dreamy. I mean, can't you just get a lot of stuff done? I mean, whether you're raking the leaves, whether you're fixing cars, whatever you're doing, man, this time of the year, it's primo.
You know, this morning I was out early, and I was thinking about that raking, but, you know, it looked so great the way that nature had just put them there. I felt like, who was I to mess with that? I didn't want to mess with
that. Hey, I like that one, Tony.
The browns and the beauty, it just looked so good. It's like,
so beautiful, wow. Honey. I can't change it.
Why? I mean, why pick it up for what purpose? I mean, they're there for a reason. I mean, eventually we'll pick them up, but I don't know. It just looked so good. The browns against the gold, against that beautiful morning blue sky.
Fantastic.
You know, I don't know. So, hey, wherever you are today, we welcome you to WBKM right here, downtown Burlington on a Saturday night.
And this program, you know, the whole thrust of it to honor the wonderful legacy, the ongoing work of Neil Young.
Yeah, you know it. We've got the music. We've got some news from Thrasher. Thrasher's got a nice little interview piece with some of Neil's friends on there.
Yeah, you gotta like it. You know what I mean?
Love it.
And us in Farm Aid, getting to spend time, you know, with Spooner Oldham.
Oh,
and Kelvin and Peggy and a beautiful family. So hey, wherever you are tonight, thanks for tuning us in. We're gonna do our best to honor Neil tonight. Tony, what do you say? Man, it seems like...
I ain't opposed to it.
After the gold rush. Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
WBK.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky.
ships lying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed.
Jed had always been good to him and never gave him any grief.
of that flute in a prime of life. That very calmed down. Album, except for the last tune, Piece of Crap, but very somber and reflective in the light of Neil honoring someone who he couldn't save.
Beautiful.
So that one there from the very fine Sleeps with Angels album.
Last one with David Briggs.
Ah, yes, yes, a fine album, huh?
And that beautiful flute, you know, carries you on the wind. Doesn't it? I mean, it adds a lightness to a very heavy album.
It's a very heavy album, and there is a little of that there. And it's, like I said, a somber subject, and one that we know. That's a long time ago, and Neil just commented, literally for the first time in public, about that whole event.
We'll reference it, just in case you don't know, that album, Sleeps with Angels, dedicated to Kurt Cobain.
Almost 20 years ago. I mean, that's a 94. Here, almost 20 years later, Neil pacing on the stage at Farm Aid and talking about what it was like to try to reach out and save somebody that was just outside of your grasp.
Very intimate story. You know, that's why that comment, that heckling comment, let's get going, was so inappropriate. I mean, at that time, come on, buddy.
Inappropriate at all, and doubly inappropriate. Really, just any case.
Greendale ahead of that, Leave the Driving. Jed, mm-hmm. one of those split-second tragic blunders. I just watched, Tony, I saw the actual movie that Neil had produced. For that album.
Did you watch it? Yeah, I know you saw it.
Ben Keith, you got Peggy in there, you got everybody, you got James Mazzio. Mm. Fantastic, to see it, because once again, it brought back those memories of seeing that multimedia presentation.
Oh, yeah, man.
So much to say in that one about the environment.
And I was humming that along this week because the lesson... To be told that some people have taken pure bullshit and turned it into gold, and unfortunately, that's what they've done down in our Capitol. A disgraceful exhibition from Democrats and Republicans alike.
Still closed, right? I mean, we're going on what day? Who cares what day at this point? My gosh!
You know, if they were really closed and not wasting our time with nonsense, we'd be better off. It just pay the bills, but to put the United States of America on the brink. Of defaulting on promises that have never been defaulted on since 1700 and something, you got to be kidding me.
That's why I love this legacy, because you can get close to it like that, or you can go into the after the gold rush, how we started the program.
There you go.
Where colors are flying all around the chosen ones, where he's seeing something in the distance that's very, very hopeful. Mm-hmm. I get very, very excited and inspired when I hear Neil Young, because at the core of it, he believes in our human capacity to make it work.
Right. And great music always is open for endless interpretation and reinterpretation and reinvention as it matures, like a fine wine. It goes from that brash thing to that mellow thing to something else yet again.
Let me tell you, it's like a fine wine here in Burlington, Vermont tonight.
Mm.
We have all the four strong windows open here in the studio. People are still mingling out there in shorts, skirts, and dresses.
Oh, the town looks beautiful. It's dressed up with the fanciest. People are milling about. We've got Dr. John over at the Flynn Theater tonight.
Oh, man, Mac Rabinack. I got to head over there after
good
this.
Good old Mac. Well, give Mac a happy howdy-do.
Such a night. Such a night.
So what do they say it is in that Billy Crystal movie? What is it? What does the old cowboy tell him? It's just one thing. Just one thing. We got some Blue Notes coming up right here for you.
Oh, to encourage that cosmopolitan, beautiful night feeling. If you're going out, if you're staying in, this one can take you.
Dress it up. We got some Neil and Jazz for you right now.
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour.
with no love inside.
Dr. John, Mac Revenak.
It's in thankfulness to the band and all the fellas.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Such a night. Such a night. Sweet confusion. Under the moonlight, such a night, such a night. Got to steal away. The time seemed right. Baby, your eyes met mine at a glance. This was my chance. Even with my best friend Jim, here I am just trying to steal you away from him. Oh baby,
if I don't do it, somebody else will.
Under the moonlight, such a night, such a night. Got to steal away. Time seemed right. couldn't believe my ears. My heart just gave a little beat. You told me we could slip away down the dark end of the sea. And you came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am just trying to steal you away from him, baby.
If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will.
Let's roll.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. I remember the first time I heard that tune. You know, I was going skiing, and at first I thought it was Pink Floyd, Tony.
Mm.
I mean, it's got the depth and heaviness of any kind of a Floyd Wall number.
Right, I was going to say, if I was to put that on a Floyd album, it would be on the wall. It's got that that German-esque post-World War II
apocalyptic. That marching...
Yep.
Boom,
yep.
Boom, boom. Like Waiting for the Worms or something from Pink Floyd. But no, Neil Young, Let's Roll off of Are You Passionate?
Mm.
A great, thick album.
They've written about one particular thing, but yet again, here we are. And we could apply that tune now to any of our current dilemmas. Because take your pick, man. We got a full house of current dilemmas.
That's right. And time is running out. I mean, the ice is melting, folks.
Hey, you know what? The polar bears ain't drowning because... they just don't remember how to swim.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, something's obviously wrong, man.
Well, you know, and then you look at some of the financial markets. The Northwest Passage is open. That means we can ship things 25% less. You know, they're looking at it. Some of these folks are looking at it. These are emerging markets. You know, the ice is melting. It's working for our company.
Well,
pisses me off.
They are emerging markets, but there's going to be some sinking markets, too.
Right.
As land masses emerge, other land masses, little places like the coast of America and wherever else, I don't want to see that sceptered isle, Great Britain. I don't want to see Great Britain under the water.
No.
Freaking A, man. The Germans couldn't sink Great Britain.
Oh,
I'll be damned if some capitalist pigs are going to do it. I'm sorry. You just got me cranked up.
Hey, man. Cranked up? We're honoring the cranky Canadian tonight. This is the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. We got to keep it real, just like Neil is.
Well,
we played that Such a Night tune, as we said, Dr. John, right across the street tonight. That guy's larger than life. I saw him at the last waltz. I'm sure a lot of you folks have seen that.
Mm.
The thing that translates when you watch that film is all those people were connected. Somehow, some way. I know it was a stretch for Levon to see Neil Diamond there, but I don't think it was a stretch to see Mac Rabinac, who was a major session player.
But there's Neil, a great songwriter. You know, I mean, he had his part in that day because he cranked out tunes that a lot of other people... sang, you know.
Oh, yeah. What did Robbie say in that? You know, I mean, geez, they really honored Neil. You know, during the last waltz, of course, the last time the band ever played together with Robbie and Levon and Richard and Garth.
Yeah, hard to believe that was the culminating thing.
They never did it again.
The last waltz, indeed.
Fantastic. And they were smart enough to capture that on film. Robbie's guitar, remember coming back bronzed, you know, came back bronzed, but 10 pounds heavier.
Oh, yeah, man. And picking a film genius to do it, not just any schlep that had a camera.
Hey, did you like, I hope you folks liked that jazzy tune at the front. Boy, did that take you into the night.
One thing, the blue notes there. Boy, I know we can't direct to anything that Neil does, but boy, I would love to hear more of that.
Yeah, you know, because it's got that certain, you know, style, man. You know what I mean? It's the not the doo-wop, but a real cool bebop-y kind of...
That's just like the Erdogans in New York, man. I mean, you could see that on a New York stage with Amit and Mika going out in their finest duds, and there's the blue notes.
Oh, I love it. A gorgeous night here in Burlington, Vermont, wherever you are. Here, Tony and myself are trying to honor this legacy of Neil Young. Where do we go, Captain?
We go to a beautiful acoustic version here, captured at the Bridge School, of one of the truly great tunes from this last, most recent, I should say, formidable album. How about some acoustic Ramada Inn?
I like it. Of course, 1 week away, I think the 26th and 27th, right around there, we see this year's Bridge School. The lineup looks beautiful, folks. If you're anywhere near the West Coast, even if you're not, get the ticket.
All right, let's do it again.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
And now, straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrashersweet.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young news, and things are relatively quiet on the Neil Young news front this week. One of the items that we covered on the blog over the week was another one of Neil Young's letters on his official neilyoung.com website. And this week, Neil has penned a letter directly to Canada's Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, regarding the tar sands, with a provocative headline about the Prime Minister's head being stuck in tar sands. So, folks have probably been following a little bit of Neil Young's comments on the tar sands up in Canada here, and certainly his press conference a few weeks back really set off a bit of a firestorm up north, up in the Fort McMurray area of Canada. But oddly, this time Neil Young's letter to the Prime Minister does not seem to have had much of an impact at all. Certainly haven't heard any fallout from that anywhere along the lines of Neil Young's last comments on the tar sands. So maybe everybody's moved on from Neil Young's opinion on the tar sands. So anyway, sort of moving along here, the other news item that we've had some coverage on regarding Pearl Jam's new album coming out, titled Lightning Bolt. And it turns out that the album in the liner notes is dedicated to none other than Neil Young. And there's been some interviews with the members of Pearl Jam. There's a video that was posted, an interview with all of the members of the band. The interview is by Judd Apatow, and we'll play a key portion of this where the band talks about the influence.
I remember we were trying to clear a song for Freaks and Geeks, and we sent the episode to Neil Young, and then we heard he was watching it on the bus at the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tour. Like, oh my God, he's on a bus. What was it like touring with Neil Young? Like, what did you take from that experience afterwards?
For me personally, that's probably got to be the most influential sort of, you know, character that we've been able to kind of play music with or get close, just because his depth is so great, and just watching him and how long he's been around and the variety of songs and the simplicity which he plays and the fact that he's like this, you know, amazing singer and this lead player and all the variations that he's done and all the chances he's taken and all the, you know, all his ups and downs and all that stuff is just inspired us to kind of, inspired me for sure, and I know the rest of the band, just to like be like, okay, you know, what would Neil do? You know, what?
And he just doesn't give a fuck. You know, the muse is the whole deal.
How did that happen?
He's getting closer and closer to the core at all times, you know. And it's his own journey, and he just doesn't care what anybody else thinks about, you know, what direction he should take, because he's tuned into something that he won't even take the time to explain to anybody else. He's on to something pretty much at all times. He's usually on to about three or four things at once. Because he was on the American Masters, and they were asking him about making records and records that don't sell because you're experimenting. And he they asked him if he felt bad that a record didn't sell. And he said, no, I always feel like I got another one through. I tricked him again. I got it. I was able to do a new thing, and I got it made. And it's just, you know, it's so the reverse of how most people think about what they do. I mean, I know just as a comedy writer, I watched that interview and thought, okay, I gotta have the balls to just say what I want to say and not worry, you know, if I'm gonna take a hit on it. And maybe that's why I'll connect with an audience, because it's getting more pure, because I'm not trying to figure them out every moment.
I remember the first time we went to his ranch, and we were in a room playing, and he came in and strapped on guitar and just started playing the weirdest stuff. It was like, what is he doing? And then all of a sudden, he made his thing work with these two chords that we were kind of playing. And I remember thinking, like, he's the most uninhibited, like, pure guy that
shapes with it that are, that you just have to make them balanced, and he just does it in a way that inspires you to not come up with too busy of a part, or don't, you don't need, if somebody's already doing something, do something simpler than what somebody else is doing, or, yeah. You know, but I'm very much into.
So, there you have the members of Pearl Jam discussing the influence of Neil Young on their music. So otherwise, we'll just wrap up by saying we'll be looking forward to the Bridge concerts coming up in a couple weekends, and in the meantime, keep on rocking in the free world.
Well, you know, really, the relationship that Thrasher speaks of between the band, between Pearl Jam, between Eddie and Neil, a real deep one, and they are honoring Neil with their latest album dedicated to Neil. And all the learning, you know, these guys... They took away something magical from the relationship with Neil, huh?
I love the fact that they're not afraid to give back. They didn't just take from Neil and get too cool for school, right? They didn't. They stayed together. They knew that this guy Neil was authentic and beautiful to the core. And here they are dedicating 2013 album to him? Oh, I love it.
I do love it. It's beautiful. It's a great Eddie. Relationship. And Eddie and the boys, hats off to you for honoring that. And that gorgeous Ramada Inn right into the news. Yeah,
thanks, Rash. Always good to get caught up. You know, if you're hungry for any up-to-the-minute action with Neil, go to thrashersweet.org, everybody.
You don't need to wait a week or 3 or 4 days, man. You can check that thing more than once a day. And it's going to be on the blog, refreshed constantly.
Boy, you know, sometimes when it's like this, Tony, and we're rolling, the tunes are flowing, and the night is just so beautiful, mm-hmm. You almost wish this was a two-hour program.
Almost.
No.
Except
almost.
I got a late pork roast waiting for me, baby. You ain't getting into my pork roast time.
But stay with us, please, everybody, as we have some great stuff for you tonight. Floydian Slip, of course, following this program, looking at the beautiful catalog and ongoing work of Pink Floyd.
And then a very introspective and wide-ranging show, The Detached Psychedelic Garage, with your host, George Cannon. George is going to tuck you into beddy by if you're in sleeping zone, or maybe he's just waking you up.
Hey, well, feed your head. Hey, so wherever you might be tonight, you know, we're going to leave you with something real sweet. So grab your gal, grab your man, and get to the kitchen.
That's right, because if you look up in a night sky tonight, if you're in a night sky territory, we're all looking at the same moon, aren't we? That stays the same.
Harvest Moon. Title track. Thrasher's Wheat. Radio Hour.
Where the music's playing.